Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bruce Robbins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. There goes Stapleton. The throw from Walkenfuss to Trammell, and Stapleton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive to right field. Evans throws towards Stapleton. Stapleton fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stapleton. Peters goes all the way around to score. Trammell moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Win Remmersval now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Dave Rader pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Hobson scores. Evans moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Bill Campbell now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Summers reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley throws towards the plate. Rader fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rader. Joaquin Fuss scores. Brookins scores. Peters goes all the way around to score. Kemp moves to second. It's 12-4, Tigers. Dick Drago now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.